This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03 Monday, June 17th, 2024. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today on the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Andy Dane in for Rob Hart. Dogs will soon be flying out of Chicago in first class. We'll have more in our next segment, but right now the Disney Pixar movie Inside Out 2 is energizing a sluggish summer box office, posting the second highest animated opening of all time. Let's check in now with Paul Dergabedian, senior media analyst for the box office tracking company Comscore in LA. Paul, thanks so much for being with us on the Noon Business Hour today. It has been a really slow summer so far for Hollywood, at least until now. Inside Out 2 kind of coming to the rescue, it seems. Why, in your opinion, has that been?
Well, you know, Andy, it's a great weekend for movie theaters because this June gloom is turned to a June boom for the box office. And considering that through this weekend, the summer is down 28% versus last summer at this point. But Inside Out 2, with that tremendous $155 million opening weekend domestically, it just emotionally for the business, very strong and important. But that revenue is what the box office needs right now. It's been a very sluggish summer so far. May kicked off with The Fall Guy, great movie, but only opened to $27.8 million. A year ago, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 kicked off the summer with $118 million. So it's no wonder that we're down this much. But this signals, I think, a big turnaround. Bad Boys Ride or Die last weekend opened beyond expectations, bigger than expected. That gave us a hint at what was to come. And with Inside Out 2, it really marks a return to form for Pixar, for the box office, and it's great for theaters, moviegoers. And it's just a very positive thing to happen after so much downtrending box office this year.
And Paul, you mentioned some of those other films. I spent the weekend with a friend of mine who works at AMC Theaters Corporate. He's wondering some of the same things here. And I want to ask you, you mentioned there's a wide variety of films there, Inside Out 2, Bad Boys, Guardians of the Galaxy, things like that over the years. Are there any particular maybe themes, kind of appeals that are resonating with audiences, and maybe anything that the movie industry is taking from this and kind of, incorporating here moving forward to kind of keep this success going?
Well, I think you've hit on it. I mean, that's the key question. I think the lesson that Hollywood is learning, or that the industry is learning, is that in the summer, people want a known, meaning audiences want something that's familiar. So even though people decry the lack of originality in film, when you have a movie like Inside Out 2 or Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes or Bad Boys or films that have that known branding, then it seems that audiences respond. I mean, look, Bad Boys Ride or Die, R-rated buddy cop comedy. Everybody knew what that was, and they all came out in bigger numbers than expected. Pixar has stumbled during the pandemic, but now they're back big with Inside Out 2. This is the second biggest animated opening of all time, not just for Pixar, but of all animated movies, coming in just behind Pixar's own Incredibles 2. that opened to $182.7 million over the same weekend in 2018. So Pixar is back. I think the movies are definitely going to make a big comeback. It just shows you how quickly the fortunes of the movie industry, and particularly for movie theaters, can change in one or two weekends.
And Paul, quickly, before we let you go, you kind of mentioned moving forward and looking ahead here. I know there is one particular movie that my friend mentioned may dominate the box office later in the year. Anything to keep an eye on, or your thoughts on maybe how the rest of 2024 will kind of develop here at the box office?
Yeah. Well, I think Deadpool and Wolverine is the movie. That's going to be another $100 million opener. But then films like The Bike Riders looks really interesting. That's opening this month. And so I just think there are a lot of big films come Wicked towards the end of the year. Beetlejuice. There's so many big movies on the way. Despicable Me 4, which is upcoming, I think will benefit from the success of Inside Out 2. If... And the Garfield movie, family movies are on a roll right now, and that's going to continue.
All right, Paul Dergarabedian, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up, a new airline is going to the dogs. Bark Air, a new airline offering luxury travel for dogs and their owners, is set to launch service from Chicago. We now welcome in Matt Meeker, CEO and co-founder of Bark Air. Matt, thanks for being with us here on the Noon Business Hour. All right, so a lot to talk about here. What specific services, kind of amenities, does Bark Air offer to provide this experience to dogs? What should people know if they hear about Bark Air and what it has to offer?
Well, thanks for having me. And the best service we offer is that your dog gets to travel with you in the cabin, not in a bag, not in a kennel or anything like that, but in your lap or at your feet. So they go in comfort, and then we surround them with a lot of experiential items like all their treats. Maybe they need a calming treat to reduce the anxiety, a spa treatment, the right meal for the dogs, everything to make it fantastic for them.
So, you know, I know, I'm sure for dog lovers out there, they're going to say, look, no price is too high to be able to travel with my pet. Where do people, you know, what should they expect as far as, you know, kind of baseline pricing of what being able to fly with their dogs may cost?
So it'll obviously depend on the route, but out of Chicago, it's starting at $3,500 one way. And the cities that we're serving today from Chicago are San Francisco, Phoenix, and the South Florida, Miami area. And that starts later in the year, in the fourth quarter of the year.
Now, what were some of the challenges kind of going into this? I would assume maybe, you know, kind of the safety, the comfort of dogs, things like that. What were some of the hurdles as Bark Air was kind of in the early stages?
Well, we've had 12 years of getting to know dogs and serving them. We've served millions of dogs with our core product, BarkBox. So we know a lot about that side of it, and we were able to craft a great experience for them in the terminal, on the plane, and they seem to be loving it. On the airline side of it, the airline operation side, we knew nothing about that. So we went out and we partnered with a fantastic charter operation, and they've had over 15 years of experience there. So we put the two powerhouses together, and hopefully the experience is working out really well.
Anything else, people who are wanting to take advantage of this and kind of hit the air with their pups, anything else they should know, where they should maybe learn more here?
Sure. Yeah, and we're thrilled to be serving Chicago. It was the number one city that was requested when we first come out here. So good thing for those snowbirds who want to get away at Thanksgiving or Christmas and go to South Florida or Arizona. You can find more at dogsflyfirst.com.
There you have it. Great stuff. Matt Meeker, CEO and co-founder of Bark Air.
Money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Credit card giant MasterCard is expanding its multi-sensory branding by engaging customers through restaurants, perfumes, cocktails, and signature tunes. The goal is to create a fully immersive sensory experience. Joining us now to explain is Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at Bankrate.com. Ted, thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour today. All right, so what exactly is this multi-sensory branding, and how is MasterCard kind of utilizing it?
It's an interesting case study, really, not just for the payments industry, but really for marketers of all types. You know, there's a feeling that marketers have often not engaged the five senses. And MasterCard's trying to do this in a variety of ways. A couple of the best known, you know, one would be with their logo. They actually now just use those two interlocking circles, the red and yellow circles. Most people probably know what I'm talking about, which is the point, you know, that if you're in a foreign country and you see those circles, you know they take MasterCard, or visitors coming here. Another one would be that little sound that is played when you pay with your card, you know, the little do-do-do-do-do. And it's just a little thing, but it does make you recognize the brand. And, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of other examples, like there are certain songs we could play that would take you back to a football Sunday, for example, and you hear that music and you know that the NFL's coming on TV, or, you know that that other song is associated with your favorite fast food restaurant, or whatever it is. You know, it's interesting how some of these companies are taking on multi-sensory marketing campaigns that it's really trying to appeal to all five senses.
So the sight and the sound certainly makes sense. I think where most of the questions we've seen is the kind of the taste and the smell. How is MasterCard kind of tapping into that here, Ted?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. They have some fragrances like perfumes and colognes that they've identified as really significant to them. And like, if you go to their events, you're likely to smell that. You know, that's something that maybe that's not going to encourage you to use them versus their rivals. The taste part is interesting because MasterCard actually has a stake in about a half dozen fancy restaurants throughout the world, places like New York and Rome and Hong Kong. And, you know, on the face of it, that also seems a little bit removed from their core business, which is payments. But, you know, then again, some of their rivals, such as American Express and Chase, are doing some of this in their own way. American Express bought that reservation website called Resy, and they've integrated that into some of their card member offers. Both Amex and Chase, and I'm sure MasterCard too, were big supporters of restaurants during the pandemic when things were so weird and shut down, and they had various programs and contests and grants to keep them going. I mean, even things like airport lounges are a big deal in the credit card space, and some of these brands like American Express and Capital One and Chase have their own airport lounge. And, you know, again, on the face of it, you might say, well, I don't know, do I really care about that? But it is appealing to a certain, often luxury, high-end kind of consumer. And I think it's just one more touch point.
Really interesting stuff. Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at Bankrate.com. Thanks for being with us on the Noon Business Hour today. Still ahead, strategies for getting the job you really want and suggestions from our Monday stock.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much for being with us today. I'm Andy Dane in for Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. The atmosphere is in the high heat setting for the bulk of the week. We'll check in with AccuWeather. Extreme temperatures out west contributing to the season's first large wildfires. You could land the job of your dreams in a half hour if you're properly prepared for the interview. And in Stock Picker Monday, we'll get a couple of suggestions from an investing pro. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 108 points, the NASDAQ gaining 152, and the S&P 500 up 37. AccuWeather says sunny, breezy, very hot today. The high near the record of 96, 92 degrees right now at 12:31. It is the second day of extreme heat, and there's more to come. Let's get a look at the forecast with AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr.
Temperatures have been off to the races through the morning hours, and we're heading for a partly sunny, breezy, very hot and humid afternoon. Like yesterday, temperatures will peak in the middle 90s. We'll top out today near the record of 96 set in 1957. Mid-90s are still on the way for tomorrow and Wednesday, and then as we head into Thursday and Friday, we'll have a few more clouds around, and an afternoon thunderstorm can't be ruled out either day. That's going to trim the temperature just a couple of degrees, though we still stay above 90.
And we'll have the weather conditions for you 10 times each hour here on News Radio. In Gorman, California, about 70 miles north of Los Angeles, crews are attempting to battle a wildfire that's just over 2% contained. CBS News correspondent Lori Perez is there.
It is dry, hot, and windy up here. And as we're driving up, all we can see is just a massive, heavy cloud of dark smoke lingering over this entire area.
Evacuation orders are being expanded. More than 12,000 acres have already been burned.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, stocks are trading higher today. Joining us with the latest on what is moving Wall Street, Tom Hanlon, National Investment Strategist with U.S. Bank Wealth Management Group. Tom, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. Tech has had quite the run so far. Curious, kind of in your eyes, if that run will continue.
Yeah, good afternoon, Andy. Happy to be on. And yeah, you know, our perspective is we look to the second half of the year. We still think the economy is in pretty healthy shape. And if you look at what corporate America is spending on, it continues to be tech-related, productivity-related, alternative artificial intelligence, AI continues to be a core investment for companies right now, cloud computing, all those productivity enhancements. But in general, Andy, we still see a fairly optimistic outlook for the second half of the year.
Rolling into a new week, Tom, what are you watching for on the data front?
Yeah, we'll get retail sales this week, Andy. It's probably the most important indicator we'll get. You know, the consumer is an important part of the economy. 70% of our economy is consumer spending. So how are consumers responding? We've had interest rates at an elevated level for quite some time, but we haven't seen any real degradation in consumer spending and generally continue to spend on experiences versus physical things. Is that continuing? And that's what's kind of driving inflation, too, because it's that spending on leisure, hospitality, those are the sectors that are having a hard time finding enough workers to meet those needs. So we're going to get all that information on the retail sales report this week.
You know, Wall Street kind of continuing to keep an eye on the Fed for any signs of possibly lowering rates. I want to get your thoughts kind of on Fed policy, where that may go moving forward here.
Yeah, I mean, we just got some new information from the Fed last week, obviously, from the meeting they held. They held interest rates where they are. And the outlook then for the second half of the year is maybe one or two cuts this year. That's what's being priced in by the market. That's what we're seeing here at U.S. Bank as well. But, you know, maybe one or two cuts in either September or December. But that's all dependent on how we see inflation coming in. We'll get some more of those readings over the coming months. So if we see inflation continue to decelerate, then perhaps more confidence that we'll get those cuts later in the year.
From where you're standing, Tom, any concerns about a pullback or other threats maybe to the markets right now?
you know, and we're still seeing strong strength in the large cap area in the market. You mentioned the S&P 500 with another new all-time high, but we still see some challenges for things like smaller companies, higher interest rates for longer. That's more challenging for small companies. You're seeing that on the small business front, but you're also seeing that in the different performance of small cap stocks, which just haven't kept up as well with the large companies who are generally financed at low interest rates, at long levels, and able to generate good revenues and good earnings here. So where we see some stresses is maybe more on the small company side relative to large caps.
And Tom, one last question before we let you go here. Any areas of the markets that are kind of catching your eye here as the week begins, and advice to the kind of the individual investor heading into the second half of the year?
Yeah, and for a diversified investor, for a client who's got, you know, money in bonds and stocks and what we may call real assets, you know, we still see this tilt towards growth and a little bit stickiness in the inflation side. So we see opportunities in commodities. We see opportunities in U.S. large cap stocks. And we still see opportunities in maybe some inflation-sensitive bond investments like TIPS. So those are kind of three areas we're seeing opportunities. And this is also a good opportunity for bond investors to take a little bit extra risk in terms of credit risk, like corporate bonds versus treasuries, for example.
Helpful stuff, as always. Thanks so much, Tom Hanlon, National Investment Strategist with U.S. Bank Wealth Management Group. Up next, strategies to improve your chances of landing that great job.
Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Mastering the art of the 30-minute interview can be a game changer, significantly boosting your chances of advancing in that next stage of hiring. Let's get insight now from Rob Barnett, headhunter, career advisor, and author of the book Next Job, Best Job, online at robbarnettmedia.com. Rob, thanks for joining us here on the Noon Business Hour. All right, the 30-minute interview, for those who are not familiar, what exactly is that, and how can someone kind of master it?
That is like the NBA Finals, but in this case, less time, right? The job interviews these days are 30 minutes, and that means that you have to score as many points as you possibly can. The number one mistake, and I made it for way too long in my own path, is long, long, long answers. You've got to rehearse this thing and be succinct.
All right, so shorter answers maybe make you a little more like Jason Tatum as opposed to a Luka Doncic right now, if we're comparing it to the NBA Finals. What are some other kind of ways to game plan to really nail that 30 minutes? It's not a lot of time. I know the long answers can sometimes be a result of kind of nervous rambling. What are some other tips for people to really kind of nail it in that 30 minutes?
Well, you went right to it. The best way to cure those nerves is you've got to rehearse, rehearse, rehearse. You can't go into these job interviews without running it through with people that love you and trust you. Write down a list of the probable questions that you'll be asked and know what your answers are. The second thing that most people forget to do is homework about the company. The job interview fails when you spend all the time singing your greatest hits from the past. You've got to come prepared to be able to talk about things that are happening at that company in the present moment.
Yeah, Rob, we hear so much too about when you're in one of these job interviews, you really want to kind of make a lasting impression on whoever you're talking to. Any tips on that here in those 30 minutes, or is that something that maybe people can get caught up in, and then that can lead to more nerves and maybe more rambling, long answers? Kind of, how do you want to leave your mark?
I'll go with my mom's greatest advice ever. It's pretty simple. It's tell the truth. But if you're asked a question in an interview and you know you don't really have a definitive yes, then one of the big mistakes that I see people making all the time is they pull out this old-fashioned phrase saying, but I have transferable skills. That's a no-no in an interview, because the hiring manager wants to hire the people who can check most of the boxes on that job description. If they ask you for something that you haven't done, be honest.
Really helpful stuff for those in the job market or who may be at some point soon. Thanks so much, Rob Barnett, headhunter, career advisor, and author of the book Next Job, Best Job, online at robbarnettmedia.com. GoodmanTheater.com. Time to see Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil at Goodman Theater. And join us at this time tomorrow for Travel Tuesday. Still to come, our Monday stock picker.
A deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It is Stock Picker Monday here on the Noon Business Hour, and helping us out today is Matt Shapiro, president of MWS Capital in Chicago. Matt, good to have you with us on the Noon Business Hour today. All right, so both of your picks today come from the fashion space, and let's start with Lululemon.
Thanks, Andy. Yes, Lululemon, obviously amazing phenomenon, Canadian-based company, the leader in women's activewear and yoga, and actually increasingly men's, was a phenom stock, of course, through the pandemic and everything. Went to a high of 500 last year, and then a little bit of earnings decel. That's kind of been for many real retailers struggling, and you know, not every company can keep the momentum going every single quarter. So the stock fell all the way down to 300, then came out with a widely anticipated report. How would they do now that the stock's down, you know, there? And, you know, actually it was pretty excellent. You know, their PE ratio right now, with their earnings forecast, sales growth was 10%. Gross margins were excellent. Growth in China, extremely strong, a huge opportunity there. So that kind of stabilized the stock. So kind of came down to where I think, you know, an investor looking for growth, especially something different from technology, but in a hot, you know, retail apparel sector, can get into this quality company with maybe the worst behind it.
All right. Interesting stuff there with Lululemon. We mentioned that both are from the fashion space. Go ahead. Give us your second stock on this Monday.
Second is one of the biggest luxury brands in the world, the biggest, Louis Vuitton, a French company controlled by the Arnault family, spans everything luxury goods. You know, obviously owns Tiffany, Moët Champagne, Hennessy, obviously Louis Vuitton, just heavily diversified luxury conglomerate. Stock's been really high along with Hermès, the other massive French luxury company. So always looking for an opportunity to maybe get into this stock. You know, luxury tends to be resistant to slowdowns in consumer spending because, of course, caters to the wealthy that seem to always be doing well. With a couple things going on with the disappointment with Macron in France, many European stocks fell. Louis Vuitton is the largest European stock outside of ASML, which is a semiconductor. So kind of an opportunity to buy it in the mid 700s has been quite a bit higher. You're also buying the euro, which has been kind of down lately. So again, opportunity to get into a quality long-term company, this time, of course, in luxury fashion.
All right, great stuff to start your week. Again, Lululemon and Louis Vuitton. Matt Shapiro, president of MWS Capital in Chicago, thanks for being with us on the Noon Business Hour. Don't forget, you can find past programs and later today a podcast of this hour at WBBMNewsRadio.com and the Odyssey app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplained? travel. Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.